This is Fair Issues on the Faircast. This week's article is entitled Challenging Issues in Keeping the Faith, Part 3, by Michael R. Ash, read by Stephen Densley, Jr. This and other articles by Michael Ash can be found at mormontimes.com. This article was used by permission of the author and Mormon Times. As the anti-LDS presence has become more conspicuous, especially on the Internet, some church members may wonder where they can find answers. Where are the defenders of the faith? Enter LDS apologetics. The word comes from the Greek apologia, which means to defend one's position or beliefs. While anyone who defends a position is an apologist, the term typically refers to the defense of religious beliefs. LDS apologists respond to charges and queries that challenge the LDS faith. In a way, LDS apologists are a bit like plumbers. Most people don't think twice about plumbers until their basement is flooding. Likewise, few members show much interest in LDS apologetics until they, or a close friend or family member, are suddenly drowning in LDS critical material. And like plumbers, LDS apologists often wade in the muck of unsavory and unpleasant issues. For those unfamiliar with apologetics, some answers to the following questions may be in order. Does truth need defense? While spiritual truths can only be verified by the Spirit, many people need intellectual support to bolster their convictions. The Lord told Joseph Smith, "And as all have not faith, seek ye diligently, and teach one another words of wisdom. Yea, seek out of the best books words of wisdom. Seek learning, even by study and also by faith." Elder Neil Maxwell once quoted the philosopher Austin Farr, who said that intellectual support provides an atmosphere wherein spiritual testimonies can flourish. As Elder Maxwell explained, the absence of rebuttals to the critics may cause fledglings among the faithful to falter. Who should defend the faith? Should this task be relegated solely to the institutional church? While the church has at times responded to critics and criticisms, and some responses can be found in church magazines and on the church website, answering critics drains time and resources from the primary mission of the church. "Our main task," President Benson once said, "is to declare the gospel and to do it effectively. We are not obligated to answer every objection. Every man eventually is backed up to the wall of faith, and there he must make his stand." Charles W. Penrose, who served in the first presidency under President Joseph F. Smith, explained that answering all anti-Mormon charges would engross too much of our attention to the exclusion of subjects that are more profitable. More than one general authority has compared the situation to the story of Nehemiah, who was asked by his enemies to come down out of the safety of the walled Jerusalem and fight. Nehemiah wisely refused. "I am doing a great work," said the Old Testament prophet, "so that I cannot come down." Responding to critics does not satisfy the critics and, as noted above, draws resources away from preaching the gospel. While church leaders encourage defending the faith, we can appreciate that the responsibility shouldn't fall on the institutional church alone. Just as the church asks members to be missionaries, it also asks members to defend the gospel. President Harold B. Lee once said that every holder of the Melchizedek priesthood is to be a defender of the faith. Likewise, President Joseph Fielding Smith said that every member of the church ought to know that the Book of Mormon is true and that we ought to be prepared with an answer to all those critics who condemn it. Isn't apologetics contentious? And we are told that contention is of the devil. Defending the gospel should not equate to Bible bashing. Conscientious LDS apologists assist sincere members and investigators who have genuine concerns or are troubled by challenging issues. This is accomplished by engaging the issues, answering questions, responding to accusations, or rebutting falsehoods and caricatures. It is not accomplished by arguing with critics. The next installment will highlight some LDS apologetic resources and will examine the types of LDS critics. Michael R. Ash is the author of the book Shaken Faith Syndrome, Strengthening One's Testimony in the Face of Criticism and Doubt, as well as the book Of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Both books are available for purchase online through the Fair Bookstore. Questions or comments about this episode can be sent to podcast@fairlds.org or join the conversation at fairblog.org. Tell your friends about us and help increase the popularity of this podcast by rating it in iTunes. Music for this episode was provided courtesy of Lawrence Green. The opinions expressed in this podcast are not necessarily the views of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or of FAIR.